Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life. Under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are at Voli Voli Resort in the town of Raki Raki in Fiji. This is an amazing place. We are having an amazing time. I mean, the resort itself is worth just hanging out and just kicking back with a brewski or two with your friends after a day of diving. But obviously, the diving is the main attraction here. But that's not all they got. And we're going to get to some of the diving. They also offer fishing and some other activities and things that you can do to pass the time on your surface interval. We did some fishing today. Now, last time we were over at Kandavu, or last week, we did a little bit of fishing, and Mermaid Tony picked up a Spanish mackerel that they sliced up and made some kind of Fiji kavishi, or what was that again? What was
it? Ceviche?
Yeah, that's what I said. And they had some of that. It was really tasty, and we went out fishing with Nick, who is an avid fisherman. And Nick, we had a lot of fun going for the fish today, and it was my time up because Tony caught one there on Kandavu and kind of bogarted the fishing rod. You hear what I'm saying? It took her like three or four times before she finally caught a fish. But we gave her so many chances, she finally caught a fish. So I got a shot at it today. But they kind of threw me a curve. Yeah, are you going to back me up on this? What happened?
Probably not backing you up on this one.
Okay, then I won't talk to you. I'll just tell the story myself, which was basically we hooked a fish. They were trolling and hooked this fish. What, Steve?
Greg the hooker.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. And I hooked the fish, and I'm reeling this fish in, and all of a sudden I hear this music playing, and it was Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I totally lost my mojo. Somebody behind me said, oh, you lost fish. I let the line slack. A big-ass fish jumps out of the water. I think it was a two-ton whale, don't you, Tony?
I think it was a small barracuda.
Okay, it was a big whale. And jumped up out of the water and shook his mouth and kind of broke the line. You know, it broke the line. It was so huge and strong and muscular. But the thing is that I lost my mojo because someone put Man, I Feel Like a Woman on the sound system, and I totally lost it.
We thought that was your theme song. That's why we put that on for you.
Yeah, right. See, yeah, okay. Well, basically, that's what happened. It was a big fish, right? It was a big fish, right, Nick?
It was a massive fish. Big.
And it was totally loss of mojo that made me lose him.
Absolutely. And I think that all stems from your toenails, to be fair.
My toenails. Now, we're not going to pull my toenails off. But Nick did suggest doing such a thing the other night when he saw them. Because I have them painted up like dive flags. We've been doing this on the last couple trips. But then, you know, last time we did it, we only did one toenail. This time we did both toenails and big toes on the toenails and painted a dive flag on there. And Nick said that was like one is okay, two is wrong kind of deal. Is that some kind of weird code I'm not aware of?
Well, I think so. And to go with dive flags is okay. One, you can understand. You only need one dive flag. If you go for both toenails, it puts you in the gay category, I think.
Really? Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm wondering when Tony, who's provided the toenail polish, and we did this, did you know this, but when we were doing it at that time?
I might have known something about
it. Oh, man, you. You. Oh, that's just not right.
Last time you were here, you wore a pink skirt. I mean, Sulu. So what's the difference?
Oh, okay. So you're just trying to help me fit in, is what you're saying.
And this time you wore a grass skirt. It's a trend here in Fiji.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a trend I'm going to have to try to kick. I don't know. I don't know. This stuff comes off, doesn't it? Oh, brother. Okay. Well, you know, it's one of those things you do when you've had too many drinks and you didn't know any better. But now you know.
You were stone cold sober at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and came over and asked if I had my nail polish with
me. Yeah, but that was but it was the day after, you know, when I decided we would do it, right?
You've been asking me this since we were at Dima.
Yeah, well, Pump was going to do it too, though. He didn't do it. Have I just been set up this whole time?
He's the smart one.
Oh, brother. Where is he anyway? Oh, he's over on the computer. Okay, we'll get to him in just a bit. But yeah, the fishing was good. Despite my toenails and loss of mojo, we still had an amazing time. And I know, Nick, that is one of your favorite things you like to do other than diving here, right?
Absolutely. Big fan of it. Trawling's not really my thing, but I'm into popping.
Popping, which is what?
Popping's surface casting.
Okay, surface cast. I thought that was another code for some, like, toenail painted guys or something. But no, popping is a type of fishing here in Fiji, or I guess anywhere, right?
Yeah, I think it's something that's become really popular over the last couple of years, especially in Japan and America.
Okay, so you just kind of jig the rig type of thing, and that kind of gets the fish a little bit more excited, or what?
Just throw your jig out there and get it splashing around, and you'll be good.
Good to go. All right, so is fishing a typical activity you guys offer here, or is that just something you kind of do on your own?
It is something that we offer, but I prefer to do it on my own.
Yeah, exactly, because then you have all the fish to yourself. I don't blame you, and you don't have schmoes like me, messing up and losing the fish. Now, some of the other things that you guys offer here at Voli Voli Resort, other than the diving and the fishing and toenail extractions, is obviously got the pool bar. But what about some of the tours and things like that? I think we're going to do some of that stuff tomorrow or the next day. Is that right?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to head out and do Sunny's tour, which heads right into the inland. It's a four-hour excursion, and we head right into the inland. So we go up. We go and see a crop farm, root crop farm.
Wait. What kind of crop are we talking about exactly here?
The only kind you need to know about in Fiji, which is kava.
Kava, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so there's not many places in Fiji you can go to and actually see how they produce kava, which is the muddy and muddy water in appearance and taste drink that you drink in Fiji.
Yes, and it might be one of the shots that Steve has to have before his toenail extraction. Are you going to just stick your toe in kava? Is that what it was?
Yeah, to let it numb up a little bit.
Just let it numb up, yeah. You know, whether you ingest it or just put it on your skin, it may have the same effect. It does give you a nice tingly feel to your lips when you've had a couple tsunamis of this concoction. So we're going to see a tour of how they farm for kava here in Fiji. And then did I see something on the itinerary about cannibals and things like that?
Absolutely. We're going to go to one of the most famous graves in Fiji, which is Undre Undre. And he is the last cannibal, so to speak, in Fiji, who supposedly ate 99... Well, yeah, Steve, you're right. The last cannibal in Fiji. And he ate 99 people while he was alive in Fiji.
Really? And that was like, 2 weeks ago? Or
yesterday.
Yesterday, of course. And he's going for 100. And they're taking us over to finish off. Well, what's that, Steve?
He choked on a white man.
He choked on a white man right before he got to his 100. Yeah, well, we'll have to find out what that's all about. But basically, yeah, cannibalism, this was like the last island in the world or something that had cannibalism. Is that right, or am I way off base?
As far as I know, you're right.
Okay, you'll disagree with me is what you're saying. Okay. But it is, you know, last time we were here, I brought home some brain forks for souvenirs for my kids. They've been in therapy ever since, but it all is better now. So it's probably good that I go back and pick up some new things. Maybe I can get like a brain smasher or something. What are those? What do they use to like break the skulls open, the cannibals?
Well, I tell you what, when we go and see the sugar mill, we'll just pick up some of their steel rollers and you can take them home as souvenirs.
Okay, steel rollers, clubs, anything that's kind of hard and heavy would work well in the world of the cannibal. Are you up for this, Tony, or what?
Mermaid tails might work very well, actually. They're quite hard.
Okay, you whack someone's head open with a mermaid tail? You think you could do this?
Sounds like a plan, and then we got the coconuts to serve it in.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, they sported their kava bras again for a little mermaid shoot off of the Bly Rod Diver boat here at Voli Voli. And matter of fact, one thing I forgot to mention earlier in the show is that Steve, not only does he have a bum toenail, but despite that, he was willing to sport one of the Scuba Radio mermaid tails and do a little shoot with Mermaid Tony.
Mate, Mermaid Tony's nothing compared to me.
I would agree. I would absolutely agree with that. And I mean that. I don't know
There's
if that's a compliment.
No comparison.
There is no comparison. Even when you guys shared a fish.
Ah!
The anesthesia that Steve Darling is taking at every commercial break, I think, is starting to kick in. I think I was proof of it. We're just moments away from the world's first toenail extraction live right here on Scuba Radio from Fiji. Stick around. It's coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atosha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving. Come on, come on, dive, dive, dive. Sink it slow, dive, dive, dive. Sink it deep, dive, dive, dive. Come up to dive.
Yeah, diving at 5. You know, they're on Fiji time here, so you don't have to get up at 5 a.m. It's usually about an 8 o'clock or so departure here at Voli Voli. And they do it upright. You know, the dive boats here, you know, we were talking about those in Hour 1. They have two of the nicest dive boats I have been on, period, on any place in the Caribbean or Pacific. I mean, I don't know how they came across this design, but they actually have the tank racks that you would have on a typical boat. But when they fill, you know, when they switch your tanks out for you, which they do, all the crew does there on the raw diver boats, here at Voli Voli, they actually have the area under the bench hold your spare tank. Right, Tony? You saw that was kind of cool, wasn't it?
That is pretty cool. You're not describing it very well, but basically they just have a circle that fits a tank perfectly right underneath the seats.
Yeah, so they just switch it out. It's right there under there. And then they have a little canopy where you can store your stuff. Because a lot of times on other dive boats, you have a little compartment maybe under your dive gear to store some stuff. And then it always gets wet down there. That's not the case on the boats they have here at Voli Voli Resort. And by the way, their dive operation, I mentioned this, is Raw Divers is the company, or is the name of the dive operation that Voli Voli Resort owns and operates for themselves, as well as another resort or two here off the island of Rocky Rocky. But you like the dive boats, and we talked about that. What about the people? What about the crew? They're pretty cool, aren't they?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a bunch of Fijian boys, and they know what they're doing. Half of these guys have been doing this for 20 years or so. I mean, they know these reefs. This is their home.
Yeah, and they had a little sound system plan, and they have an interesting taste in music that actually jives very, very well with the Scuba Cowboy. And we're going to get him on here in just a bit. But we were playing his music, and the local boys were really digging the Scuba Cowboy's vibe, that whole country music thing. And they were playing some of their stuff before we came on, and they realized that we had a musician on board. They were playing the same kind of stuff, or even older style country and western type music. How did you feel about that?
No real comment, other than it was like country western from the 1940s.
Right, yeah. You see, Tony's into more Kesha-type country compared to what they were playing on the boat. But the local Fijian guys were really into the country and western music, which was cool. And it kind of added a whole new dimension to the whole thing. And they just knew how to have a good time and take care of us. I mean, we're getting spoiled this week because they switch your gears out. They rinse it off for you after the day of diving. We haven't really had to do anything as far as dive gear preparation, don't you think?
Nothing. You hand them your gear at the beginning of the week, and every day you get on the boat, it's set up for you when you get on. And, you know, your masks and fins and snorkel, everything is right there for you. They change your gear in between dives. They come around with hot chocolate and cookies and papaya and watermelon. I mean,
basically, they're making you guys look bad in the Keys, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty close. It's just a different type of diving, though. Different type of diving.
All right, yeah. It's the Fiji Me type of experience that you get here at Voli Voli Resort, where, you know, you come here, you don't have to do any work at all. It's just you kick back, you relax, you have a good time. That's why people come here to dive. That's why people come here to just mingle. In matter of fact, some of the people next to you, we've met some pretty cool people here on the dive boat. And one of them was actually on our boat with us today. She's getting ready to sport a Scuba Radio mermaid tail later after another cocktail or two. What are you drinking there? Are you having the same anesthesia as Steve is?
I'm having a double vodka.
Okay, that'll work. That will work, indeedy. But yeah, you were on the boat, and basically you're here at the resort just having a little R&R. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I'm just here relaxing, chilling out.
And you come from working on a white boat, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
As opposed to a black boat, or a red boat, or a green boat?
That's exactly right.
So a white boat, a super yacht type of lifestyle. So you're a crew person on a super yacht. Is that the case?
Yeah, I work on super yachts.
So does that entail diving, or just catering to the owner and his guests, or their guests, or what?
It depends who you have on board at the time. But, yeah, we do dive, but also I'm there for service.
You're the what service?
For service.
The for service. What does that mean?
She said she's there for service.
Oh, there for service. I'm sorry. It's that Louisiana accent that's throwing me just a bit there. You hear what I'm saying?
No, this is actually a Tasmanian accent.
Tasmanian. That was my next guest. Yeah. But, all right, Tasmanian. I think I've had too much anesthesia there. Steve needs to keep his booze to himself. You hear what I'm saying? It's his toenails being extracted. What do you feel about, how you feel about that whole thing?
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
All right, see? All right, so you have like a morbid curiosity, is that it?
Oh, I suppose you could say that.
Yes, indeedy, we could, and that's what we'll do. What about, when you're going on vacation, how did you find a place like this, like Voli Voli Resort here in Fiji? Because you on this white boat, you're cruising all around the world at all these exotic locations, I'm guessing. So it's like, where do you go for a vacation, and why did you pick Fiji?
Well, I'm actually working on a super yacht here at the moment, and I have good friends who have been here before and told me about it and told me how great it was, and that's why I ended up here.
Okay, and is it living up to your expectations so far?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes, and how do you feel about being a mermaid? Will this be a first thing for you as well?
It will be a first time, but, I think every little girl wanted to be a mermaid, and so, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
All right, good. So we've recruited at least one new Fijian mermaid here, Tony. Are you going to show her the ropes? Or did you already show her the ropes?
Well, we had a pretty good show on the boat today, I think, so maybe that cut it.
Yeah, the ropes on her kava bra. That's the way it's, did you, yeah, no? Yeah, okay, I'm getting that look again. Yeah, I might be getting that from you later, but that's later. Just keep drinking your anesthesia, you'll be fine, okay? And we'll get you in a tail soon. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, good. So we got one mermaid, and there's another one wandering around here as well. So she was just a guest doing a little R&R here and ended up at Voli Voli Resort. Now, Steve, before he started taking his anesthesia for his toenail extraction, he actually certified some new divers today, didn't you?
Yep. I've got one of my students right beside me by the name of Chris. I'll let him take over from here.
Okay. It sounds like he should. As we, Steve has to concentrate now purely on the toenail extraction ceremony. You're holding up pretty good so far, aren't you?
I know.
Are you ready for that?
That's the worst part. I'm thinking, this is going to hurt.
No, if you keep drinking those that medication, I think you'll be fine. And we'll do this live on the air. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, yourself?
Yeah, good. Congratulations on joining the Scuba Diving World Club. How do you feel about this experience so far?
I'm pretty excited, actually. It's definitely a life-changing experience coming out here. So a boy from Kansas coming out here from muddy water, going into crystal clear water, seeing all kinds of vibrant colors. It's definitely a different experience.
Well, is that what you did in Kansas City? You did like a referral and finished it up here, or what happened?
No, just went to school, but growing up, going to like lakes and ponds and stuff for parties and just to get away, coming out here, different experience after college, and just the crystal blue water and all the vibrant colors and fish and stuff. It's definitely a different experience. Makes you want to move to the coast for sure.
Well, there you go. Maybe Kansas City to the coast. It works. It could happen. All right, we got more coming up from Fiji and a toenail extraction. Stay close. Steve has just left the area to prepare himself mentally for the toenail extraction. We're literally just minutes away from the first ever Scuba Radio toenail extraction. It happens to be here in Fiji. It's our little version of Jackass on the radio. And who would have thunk it that we'd end up doing it in Fiji? But that's what we're going to do. Some medication just arrived. Just set that medication down here for Steve and his fellow supporters in this fine endeavor. It's going to be quite an event. I am giddy with excitement waiting for this little event. Tony, can you wait?
I'm so excited.
Yes, I can tell. Absolutely. This is going to be a good time. The Scuba Cowboy just walked up. He's been he's been working on a new song, possibly here for Fiji, but you just kind of walked into this and just heard about this toenail extraction. Can we come up with, like, the Fiji toenail extraction blues or something, or what?
I'm sure there's a song in there somewhere, because there always seems to be a song in the magical moments that occur at Scuba Radio.
This is true, and that's what the Scuba Cowboy's been doing. He's been traveling along with us and performing, playing some of the songs from his latest CD, Wet Dreams. But then on top of everything else, you've been inspired to write even new tunes. And I think there's a few things that have happened here already, including Mermaid Spaz. There might be something there that you could write about Tony, you know, falling off a cliff and all that. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we had that. We had Mermaids on a Block and Tackle. We actually even had you on a Block and Tackle at one point.
That's true. Yeah.
There's just all kinds of possibilities that could go on here. My mind is literally swirling with ideas. I'm sure the next album will be right around the corner.
Traveling with us is a world of inspiration for the Scuba Cowboy, and I'm sure these songs will pop up on future editions of the Big Show, as well as future releases from the Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morse. Now, I know what has been your highlight so far, Pup, other than, you know, having me strung up like a fish or something like that. I know you got you enjoyed watching that from the sidelines, but what about diving wise? What have you seen underwater that you thought, hey, this is one of the coolest things I've seen yet?
Well, like I said, we saw a 6-foot Spanish mackerel yesterday. That was pretty impressive.
All right, we got more coming up, and a toenail extraction just minutes away. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I'm shadow.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I just saw Mermaid Tony. Did she just chuck her medicine? Did she?
No,
I just
you
she
did
just
not, you
what? What
did
didn't
not
drink?
See that.
I so well, I know they just brought some more toenail extraction medicine for Steve here. Steve is about to have his toenail extracted. His brother Nick has wired up a fishing pole to his corroded toenail that is just about ready to pop, but you know he didn't want to pull it off. So what we're going to do is have a toenail extraction with the proper gear in under the safety of your fellow diving friends. You know, Mermaid Tony is a Dan 02 instructor. I'm a Dan 02 instructor. Nick is a dive instructor. We're all well versed in first aid. You hear what I'm saying, Steve?
Need a power instructor as well, so. Let's hope for this.
What are you? You're wanting mouth to mouth? Is that what it is?
God no.
God no. Okay. Well, I don't know. He said it, not me. But yeah, he's. What is this device? This is a fishing pole. You're going to use a fishing pole to properly extract the toenail. Is that it, Nick?
not only are we going for a world record for the first toenail removal on Scuba Radio, but we're going to go ultra-light tackle.
Ultra-light tackle, so you can get a little action out of it.
Absolutely. We're going to go with a Shimano backbone 5 to 8 kilo rod.
Nice.
Backed up by a Shimano Saragossa 4000 reel, topped up with 30-pound braid.
Nice. So there's no chance we're going to lose this toenail like I lost my fish earlier today.
We want to get this done, and we're going to do
tension.
It properly.
Do it
we
properly.
Don't like losing anything here, apart from toenails.
What's Timo?
You have to do it more than once. There's something fucking wrong here.
Okay, there's another one we're going to have to bleep. But that's fine. Yeah, you know, he's been taking his medication. And, oh, my God, this is not looking pretty. But we're getting it all on film. It'll be on the website. It'll be on YouTube. This was literally an event that, once again, I find myself in a situation that I never thought I would. And thanks to you and your support of our goofy little radio show, I get to do things. Yeah, you're taking video for the website after that. Mermaid Dooney's doing her thing. And we're actually going to have a live toenail extraction on Scuba Radio. Now, you've just heard of the equipment that Nick Darling, his brother, is using for this. So feel free to take these tips that you're hearing us discuss as we set up for this toenail extraction and put them to use in your own way. But I wouldn't try this at home, if you hear what I'm saying. Anybody, you know, thing is, we're in Fiji, and they have, there's like no laws in Fiji, right? Okay, another beep there, I think I heard. But yeah, there's a few laws, but when it's either you live or die, and if they don't like what you do, they just eat you. So it's, you know, you can get away with this kind of stuff here in Fiji. What is that kind of, you're doing a special knot around his toenail, aren't you, Nick?
I want to make sure this comes off in the first go. I love my brother. I don't want to make him hurt too much.
Okay. Well, that's what we've been giving him that medication for, haven't we?
100%.
Yes. So at every commercial break, Steve-O has had a shot of medication. Some people would call that some kind of shot or something. What's that, Steve-O? What's that?
That's for Fiwis. Brotherly love.
That's a Kiwis, brotherly love, yeah.
Fiji and Kiwis, we call
Fijis, what?
Fiwis.
Fiwis. They're Fiwis, because the Darling family is from New Zealand, and of course, they live in Fiji here at Voli Voli Resort. Tony, what do you think about this? I mean, is this something that you ever thought you'd... I mean, I know you've been on a few adventures with us, but I got to say, this is pretty unique for me, even, and I've been doing this for over 13 years. Did you ever think you'd be witnessing a live toenail extraction on a worldwide radio broadcast?
No, I didn't. But, you know, if it was going to happen, it was going to happen with the Darling family at Voli Voli.
This is true. How are you liking the medication? You think it's potent enough for Steve-O here?
No.
You don't think it's doing the trick?
No.
It's not making you numb?
It's not quite on the same level as a Voli Voli bomb.
Well, yeah. Well, we were saving those for after the show. Because I don't want to let those go to waste. I got to have one of those after the broadcast to celebrate this toenail extraction. They're saying that you're going to, like, drink a shot with his... No, we're not going to do that, are we?
No.
Yeah, she just... I think she just threw up a little bit in her mouth right then, but there was some talk of her taking the toenail and putting it in a glass, mixing it with some booze. Oh, that would have been a bad thing for sure. You know, the things we do to entertain ourselves... entertain ourselves as divers sometimes is a little twisted. And I think that's why the show has been so successful over the years. You hear what I'm saying, pup? Divers are a special breed.
I would have to agree with you completely, and I will definitely say that since I've spent time with you and had the experience of doing these incredibly crazy things with you, it's reached new levels in my own life.
Yes, and is it new heights or lows?
I'm going to plead the fifth on the
case.
Okay, right. Incriminate me.
Fair enough. Well, lows are good for divers because we like to get down anyway.
Good point.
So that's the way I look at it. So anything goes. You got this thing tied up good, right, Nick?
I've got it double.
The deeper, the better.
The deeper, the better, indeed. So he's tied up the toenail. I think it's pretty much about ready. So we have to we probably got to do at least like two more rounds of medication during the commercial break, and then we will set this up, do this live on the air. You're going to be the jiggin' on this because it's your brother. Is that how that's going to work? Oh! We just had him. Oh my God! We did. Did we just have a mishap? Oh my God! His toe came off the table. What happened, Nick?
I'm not quite sure what happened, but I'm looking at a knot in front of me that's much smaller than the toenail, but the toenail's still on.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign. Steve, how did that feel? Steve-O, are you still with us?
Let's go for a do-over.
Okay, he's going for a do-over. So we had a little mishap. Steve, don't move your foot this time. I think it'd be a good idea to keep your foot on the table while your brother ties up his toenail. I mean, it's nutty stuff. But, you know, when you get your diving friends together, whether it's Fiji or any other place in the world, it's all the same. We all like to have a good time, and that's definitely what we're doing here at Voli Voli Resort. I can't promise you that this type of activity will happen every night when you come to Voli Voli, but I can guarantee you if you hang out with the Darling family and the Darling brothers in particular, they will make sure you're having a good time because it is a family-run operation, and they do. I mean, it's kind of cool how they mingle with the guests, and if anything's going wrong or you need something, hey, the owners are sitting right here having out a beer with hanging out at the bar with everybody else late in the afternoon after the diving day and having a good time and, sharing their fish tails. And that kind of thing. Hopefully they're not extracting toenails. I think you're doing this special just for us, aren't you, Steve-O?
Especially
this is a special scuba radio experience you're providing us, right?
Well, otherwise, I'd recommend Dan.
Yeah, Dan.org, right? Yeah.
Do not do this yourself.
Yes, okay. Have Dan do it. Yeah, some guy named Dan that you can pay $20 to take your toenail off. You think? What? What's that? What?
I was just mentioning that I got some great dancing shots of you today that will soon be on Facebook. Look for them.
Oh, dancing shots. Was I dancing? Really? Was that what that was? I think I was having an epileptic seizure.
It looked more like the Cabbage Patch to me.
The Cabbage Patch? I don't even know what it is, but you know what? I probably, if I was dancing, I bet you I was setting a new tone. I was probably setting a new trend, you know, or something like that. New dancing move. All right, now retying the toenail. I'm trying to cover the play-by-play while we do the show. Nick, what are you thinking? You got it tied on there better this time?
I'm pretty happy.
What kind of knot is that? Is that like one of those through the hole and up the tree, around the tree?
Standard issue double uni knot.
Double uni knot. Okay, boating lingo. And for those of you who know that this may or may not be the knot to use to extract a toenail.
It's guaranteed not to slip.
No slippage this time.
This is not just standard issue terminal tackle here. We're working with a live instrument.
Well, it's a little tricky. Yeah, I mean, this isn't your average everyday fishing that's taking place right now. We're talking about a real toenail off of Steve-O, one of the Darling brothers. Once again, he stubbed his toe, and the toe has been up and about ready to come off. This happened about 3 days ago, and it's time for this toenail to come off. It's some kind of like a tooth type of situation, and we figured, hey, we'll just lend our expertise here at Scuba Radio and pull our resources and see if we could do this and capture this special moment live on the radio. Four-letter words and all. And coming up next, after a couple more shots of anesthesia, Steve-O will have his toenail extracted live on the world's first radio show devoted to toenail extraction or diving or both.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring. Hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji.
And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
This is Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature is stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com. That's ScubaRadio.com.
All right, we are about to make radio history in Fiji here at Voli Voli Resort. Steve O'Darling, he is laid out on a table here at the bar, and he has a fishing line tied around his broken toenail. His brother Nick tied it up, and he has it on the end of a fishing pole. He's ready to yank this thing off, put Steve-O out of his misery. Steve-O, are you ready for this? You ready, man?
Sorry.
Are you ready?
I wasn't listening. But
okay, that's fine. Here, you know what? Here's two more shots of medication. I think you're going to need these. This might hurt, this might sting just a little bit.
Wait, what? Tell you what, we're Kiwi boys. We're Fiwi boys. There's no problems.
You don't want the shot, really?
Nah.
He doesn't want his medication. I mean, that is a hardcore diver for you right there. What's that?
What? You got to watch how excited my brother is.
Your brother is ready to go. Let me talk to him real quick. He's the one holding the fishing pole. And Nick is a big-time fisherman, and he's ready to pull the trigger. Are you feeling good about this attempt to take off Steve-O's toenail there, Nick?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good. We gave him plenty of medication.
We're feeling confident he won't feel a thing.
Yeah, now this, exactly, but this is a brother thing. We can tell everybody what's going on. Basically, we've given Steve-O shots all evening to numb the pain, and there's no alcohol in any of it, is there?
Absolutely none whatsoever.
Brotherly love. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
100%. And just to let you know, in case this fails, we've got a pair of pliers just to get it right out there.
Okay, all right. And once again, all that that medication we're talking about, there was none. So this is too funny. This could be some serious screaming going on right about now. So I guess, Nick, are we ready? Are you properly equipped, and we're going to count this thing down?
As well equipped as I'm going to be.
This is Scuba Radio history.
Just to let you know, I'm not 100% certain this is going to work or not.
Well, you got the pliers as a backup.
But I'm going to do my best.
Okay, and the pliers as a backup. All right, guys, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is literally radio show history in the making. Here we go. We're going to count this down. We'll go 3, 2, 1. All right, you guys ready? Tony, I don't think you're in a very good spot there, Mermaid Tony. You might get like an eyeball full of toenail standing right there, don't you think? He's going back that way, right at you. He is. He's going to whip it back there. He's going right at you, yeah. Stand over there. We might catch a mermaid with a toenail here in just a bit. All right, you ready, Nick? Steve-O, are you ready?
So ready.
So ready. Here we go, everyone. 3, 2, 1. Mermaid toe! Oh! What happened? What? It worked. Did it work? No, what happened? What happened? Oh, my gosh. I didn't hear any. Did it hurt?
No.
It didn't hurt. It's still there. Uh-oh. All right, wait a minute. When all else fails, resort to other means. Let's see. Do we have another way to do this extraction? Or what are we going to do, Nick? It didn't work. Evidently, the knot slipped off of Steve-O's toenail here at Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. Man, this is too much fun. But, gosh, you don't realize how technical something like this is. And, you know, when the fishing tackle doesn't work, you resort to?
Pliers.
Okay, Steve. Okay, I think this is where, this is where the men are separated from the boys. We've changed fishing tackle for pliers.